Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money and Me now. I'm Timothy Goh, sitting in for Michelle Martin. This is the time of the day when we talk about tips on how to grow your savings, make smart investments, spot the latest trends in the stock market, and we will be talking to the best and the brightest in the savings and investment business. And today I'm speaking with Rohit Murthy. He is founder and country manager of SingSaver. And today we'll talk about the financial challenges parents face in raising children, especially here in Singapore, and also to identify ways to overcome those challenges and maybe even make some more savings on the side. So we have Rohit with us this morning to share his personal experiences as well, because Rohit is a parent of three and running a startup. Wow, what a challenge. Also, for our listeners, if you have personal questions, and I'm sure you do, 9717-8893 is the number to send us your messages to WhatsApp or text messages. Welcome to the show, Rohit.
Great to be back here.
All right. So you're a parent of three, managing a startup as well. Very challenging.
Yes,
did you even realize how much of a challenge it would be when you started this?
I mean, you can never underestimate that. I mean, I still remember when I started SingSaver and I turned a dad at the same time.
It's exciting, right?
It is exciting, but it is physically and mentally extremely exhausting, especially when you're running, you know, when you're starting a new startup and then at the same time you're turning a father. But the great thing is, you know, that's when you plan well, you have a good support system, there's a great communication channel with your spouse. I mean, those are the things where you need to really, really sort of get it right, because otherwise, you know, it can really be very stressful.
I hope my business partner is listening to this right now, because he is soon to be a father in about a week or so, and we're both running a startup. So, Rohit, what are the biggest concerns that parents are facing in Singapore?
Sure. So, the physical and mental exhaustion that it comes when you start having a family, I mean, that is something that you can never underestimate. So that is something that all parents, especially new parents, they have to keep that in mind. The financial piece of it is simply cash flow. You know, if both the parents are working, then what does that mean? If there's only one parent working, then, you know, obviously then that's just a sole breadwinner. So from a cash flow perspective, that's something to keep in mind. So when I turned a father, you know, I am the sole breadwinner. So which means from an income perspective, there's only one person, you know, who's providing for. And that's something very important to then start looking at your budgeting and your expenses. And then it's the outflow, because now your expenses and your entire expenditure will change. You know, when you're just a couple, you know,
it's easier,
it's,
right?
It's easier. You can cut back. You know, you either don't eat out much, or, you know,
no
you don't
movie,
travel
weekend,
much.
No weekend, no date night. That's easy.
Yes, but now with kids,
you need diapers.
Yes,
baby milk formula.
You need diapers. You need, you know, baby accessories. You know, kids fall ill, so there's just a lot of expenditures, both planned and unplanned, that's going to hit you. And the important thing is, how are you covering for it? You know, do you have the right products that can give you savings? Have you protected your income? Do you have enough sort of insurance that's protecting you, so that in case something unfortunate happens or unplanned happens, you know, you are not burning your savings. And of course, the important thing that always works for me, and I still remember when I turned to dad, the first thing I did on the plane was have a checklist. There's a baby checklist of what are all the things I need to do to prepare for the baby. So that's the whole checklist I made. And then I remember sharing this with my wife then. And then we went through the checklist and make sure that, you know, we ticked off as many items as possible.
So do you have a spreadsheet of, you know, your inflows and your outflows and how much is for your kid? And how, what kind of system? I guess it depends per person,
right,
per family.
So I'm the sole breadwinner, so we know how much income is, you know, coming in. The important thing is we set budgets.
Okay.
And we try and stick to those budgets. So it's not that every day we look at, you know, the receipts and, you know, that's painful. Especially if we've agreed as a couple that, you know, my wife was going to take care of the kids, which meant that, you know, she's going to be spending 24/7 with the kids. So that was a budget we stuck to. And every time we didn't hit that budget, we would sit down and then have a discussion on what went wrong. Was it an unplanned expense? Was it something that we underestimated? Or are there certain things that we need to rearrange or readjust that budget? So that kind of helped, because every month we would take a look at And we would celebrate every time we hit the budget or every time we did better than the budget.
So there will be a surplus and you will celebrate.
As a surplus, yes. I would say, you know what, we should actually go out.
You don't carry that over to the next month's budget.
Yes, and it's important because when you have a family, and especially if it's a young family, mm-hmm. you need to enjoy as a family. And one of the great things we did is every time we had a surplus, we agreed that that would contribute to a travel fund.
That
we would travel
brilliant.
As a family.
That is so good to hear. Yeah.
Yes. So, and obviously because I run SingSaver, so we ensure, you know, we have the best financial products, the best credit cards that help you rack up miles and give you cash back.
We need to talk about that on my Wanderlust segment one day. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, but that also allowed me to rack up air miles. So we actually have traveled in the last 4 years, you know, 7-8 countries as a family. And that's only because, you know, we stuck to a budget, mm-hmm. we had the right products, and we ensured that, you know, we planned these travels well together because as a family, we felt those were our goals and we want to celebrate those moments every time, you know, we've actually planned well our finances.
So it sounds like a lot of planning needs to go into raising a family, and especially in an expensive place like Singapore, financial planning. But what about those unplanned surprise expenses, be it medical or school fees or things like that, that you don't know will come up? Do you set aside a budget separately for unplanned expenses?
Yes, definitely have an emergency savings fund, because healthcare expenditures are the one that you can't plan for. I mean, even now, if when my kid falls sick, I'm the one who usually, you know, gets really worked up. Mm. My wife, on the other hand, thinks it's just a normal fever. Don't worry about it. But, you know, I remind her that we have, you know, health insurance.
Right.
It's covered for the certain number of visits. So healthcare expenditure is something that will hit you, especially when you have young children. And you can never plan for that. You don't know, you know, when they're going to fall sick and what is it that they're going to fall sick for. So the right protection is important there so that you don't end up with expensive hospitalization and bills or even accidents. Because, you know, when they're young, I mean, that's the thing that you're always worried about, that they're going to bump their head somewhere or they're going to fall off.
And
you just never know.
Like kids are kids.
Kids are kids. So I think that those are usually the unplanned expenses that are going to hit you, but always have emergency savings. I mean, it's always important that you have 3 to 6 months, what you call a baby fund, where you have 3 to 6 months of emergency savings in case, you know, you still don't have the coverage in terms of insurance or in terms of, you know, healthcare and some of the other, you know, products that you might have.
So, Rohit, this 3 to 6 months you're talking about, the baby fund, per child?
Yes, per child.
Per child.
Every child is different.
So,
but, I mean, of course, you know, if you have 3 children, having, you know, 12, 18 months is going to be quite hard. But then I think it also depends on how old they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's
so
the age
gap? So that changes depending.
That also changes it. You know, if it's just 2 years gap, then, you know, that can be quite challenging because mm-hmm. your child one is still dependent on you for a lot of things. So it's not, you know, child one is not independent. So in that case, I think it's also important if you're having more than one, you know, a child, then, you know, you just need to see what's the age gap. You know, can one child be taken care of, or do you need to take care of both children? What sort of healthcare, you know, expenditures can hit you on both sides? So I think those are the things to also keep in mind.
Give me an example. How much do you set aside for a baby fund per month?
For me, when I had my first child, you know, I set across 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with 3 months because this was before, you know, even when my wife gave birth. And as soon as she gave birth, I had another 3 months of savings put there. So I had 6 months planned for. And in my case, you know, my wife gave birth overseas. So there was also this whole part where I had to, you know, relocate her back here with my child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so there was just a lot more complexity there. But if someone's giving birth here, I think 3 to 6 months ensures that you have that peace of mind that once you welcome the newborn, you also know that you have those 6 months of savings.
Okay. Now, in having a baby, especially if you're having your first baby, you want to have the best of the best that's available out there for your babies, right? And these days, we have a lot of baby tech, very smart devices for babies, which is supposed to make parenting, well, easier as well. Mm. But do you think parents should invest? That's not even the right word, invest on baby technology. I've seen cradles that move by itself and time properly. And I also saw this machine that dispenses baby milk formula. It's like an espresso for baby milk formula. I mean, these things are fun to have, but are they necessary to have?
Well, I'm maybe a bit old-fashioned, and maybe even my wife is a bit old-fashioned when we come and raise kids. We are the ones who usually want them to play out.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is something that, you know, we keep a very close eye on. There's only a little bit screen time that they get. Because I think it's important, I mean, especially in today's day and era, there's just so much instant gratification
mm-hmm.
that, you know, once you give a phone and a YouTube sort of to your child, then they're instantly hooked onto it. And then the next thing you know, that's all that they want 24/7. I mean, of course, if both the parents are working and, you know, you're leaving your child, you know, with
the baby cameras and monitors.
With the baby camera, it gives you peace of mind.
Right?
Those things are good. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things I was very clear is no branded clothes,
definitely,
no branded accessories. In fact, I even had a wish list. So I knew my friends were going to gift me, you know, having turned a father. So I even had a wish list and I shared it with them and said, these are the things, if you're planning to gift me, please give me a stroller. Please give me a
That's a good
seat.
Idea. You know,
I said,
when
here's
you're having
my
a baby
list.
Party, right?
Yes, so that, you know,
it's
some
practical.
Of these things. Exactly. And a lot of my friends, you know, they were also parents. So there were lots of things that they also gifted me saying, look, I have this baby cot. We're not using it. So I was very clear that let's not spend on things that, you know, there's no point spending on branded clothes for your mm-hmm. kids and so on. But at the same time, if there's some good technology out there that can give you peace of mind and that can also help you, you know, do your tasks, because especially if both the parents are working, then, you know, definitely worth looking at, mm-hmm. but then not something that I would start first with.
In given that what we have here in Singapore and everything, credit cards and things like that, how can parents take advantage of, you know, what each card offers, rebates
Definitely.
And things like that? Do you have,
yes.
do you make use of
So there were two things I did. So the first thing is, you know, a cashback card. So we knew exactly where we were spending. We were going to be spending on groceries. We were going to be obviously spending, you know, on petrol. And so there were clear expenditures, and we found a cashback card that gave us, you know, about $100 of savings every month.
Wow.
And the most important thing about a credit card is always pay your bills in full on time.
Of course.
It doesn't matter, you know, if you're using the right card. So that is something that we're very clear of. Here's the budget. This is how much we'll spend in a month. This is how much cashback we'll get. All other expenditure, I decided to rack up our miles, because one of the family goals that we set, which I mentioned about, is we would like to travel as a family,
mm-hmm.
because that for us was, those were memories. So you won't believe it. In the last 4 years, you know, I've traveled to Japan, to Portugal, to Spain, to Fiji, New Zealand. I haven't paid for one ticket.
Wow.
All air miles redeemed, you know, for the entire family.
Okay.
Other thing is very important is if you are traveling, you have to have travel insurance. You have to protect yourself.
Definitely, yes.
I mean, we were recently on our, you know, flight to New Zealand, and it got delayed with three kids. You're stranded at the airport. There's a flight's overnight delayed. You know, fortunately, the travel insurance covers you. Fortunately, you know, you can claim for that.
Gives you,
know,
peace of mind peace if of you mind. Need a hotel, right. and the airline is not providing.
Yeah.
For
so there are really good products out there to shop around, which is, you know, why we always, you know, ask people, shop around, have the right products, but be very clear of how much you would like to spend,
mm-hmm.
and be very clear of what is it exactly that you would like. You want cash back, or are you actually wanting to rack up air miles and travel as a family?
Or both.
Or
because,
both, yes.
you know, as a family,
you
you're
could
spending
actually do
in,
both.
In a
yes.
place like Singapore where credit cards are accepted everywhere, you can take advantage of that, right?
Definitely.
As long
definitely.
As you pay them on time.
Pay in full and pay them on time.
Okay. What do you say then to people like myself when people ask me, are you married? Do you have kids? I'm like, it's too expensive to do that in Singapore.
It is expensive, no doubt about it, but it is definitely doable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I have three kids and I can tell you it's a joy, right? I mean, having kids is a joy to, you know, to just have that family. But it's very important that a few things you have to be very clear about. You cannot be in debt if you're having a family. You can't have credit card debt. You can't have any of those expensive debt and then start a family. So second thing is you have to plan your inflow and outflow. You have to have clarity even in terms of who's going to take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, we decided for the first few years, my wife was not going to work. She was going to take care of the kids full time, but I also got support from my parents.
Okay.
You know, so actually my parents, you know, took care of our kids, and we didn't have a caretaker. So,
wow.
you know, that's an expenditure we saved on mm-hmm. every month. And likewise, in terms of, you know, are you going to be living with your parents? Are you going to be living out if you have young children? You need to plan all of these things, communicate it clearly, have the checklist so there are no surprises. Certain things will always hit you no matter how well you plan for, but if you have the right kind of protection, the right kind of products, the right kind of savings, then you know that, you know, even if something really unfortunate happens, you're not going to be in a situation where you're going to even get into debt, because
right.
you know, that's the worst thing that can happen when you raise a family, that you start getting into debt because you're not able to manage the outflow.
How do you discuss this with your spouse, with your wife or your husband, for other people to, you know, sort of come to terms with what are the needs and how do you balance this kind of budgeting and how much you need for emergency and, you know, all these things? Because your wife will have a different idea of what to spend on and you will have a different idea of what to spend on. And perhaps your in-laws and your parents will also chip in. It's not easy.
Not at all, especially because my wife is European. I'm Asian.
Even
harder, right? So there's cultural differences in terms of how you want to raise your kids. But the good thing is the checklist always helps. When we had a checklist and we went through, there were certain things. I remember my wife saying, this is the stroller I'm going to buy. We're not discussing it. That's the budget.
And she wins.
And I said, fine. As long as it's within the budget, I'm not going to sit and say, you know. So there were clear responsibilities even in the house of, you know, what are the things needed, you know, for the kids. And then some of the other things where, of course, you know, I'm financially more savvy than her. Certain things where I said, you know, if you're going out and buying groceries, please use this card. Okay. You know, if you're traveling, this is the budget. Can we ensure that we have taken all the things that we need so we don't end up buying, you know, expensive stuff overseas? So the checklist always helped us because the checklist ensures that you get ego out of the way. You know, there's a clear communication channel and clear set of responsibilities where you say these things are yours and you will take care of it. And these are things that, you know, I will ensure that, you know, I'm taking care of it. And I think that you have to do it constantly because it's not something that you just do it once and you just hope it works. Just have
review it constantly, right?
Review it constantly.
Wow. Good tips there, Rohit. Of course, Rohit Murthy is a parent of three and running a startup, and it's about planning, budgeting, and re-looking at that to make sure that, you know, you sort of face your financial challenges while raising a family in Singapore easier. Rohit Murthy, founder and country manager of Sing Saver. Thanks for joining us this weekend.
Lovely,
Rohit,
to be here. Thank
and
you.
Have a good weekend with you and your family as well.
Have a great weekend too. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.